So do you know someone who needs a job or employment? Then do listen to the story. It is about how Padre Pio's helped with his intercession help someone find in a job. Dear friends of Following Padre Pio, hello, I am Edward Urban, and on this channel, Following Padre Pio, we take a glimpse into the supernatural life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker. And we offer you a series of short stories, so please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. And we ask you, do support us in our Padre Pio apostolate. There's several ways of doing this. You can like the video, or you can share this video with your friends and colleagues, or someone at church, someone you know who may need help Padre Pio's intercession too. And of course, if you are new to our channel, then make sure that you have subscribed to our channel. Once you've subscribed, it's very important that you also click that reminder bell. Now, just a quick note on a significant date in Padre Pio's life, and that is the 24th of June, way back in 1933. And this was the first time, the first meeting between Monsignor Andrea Cesarano, the new Archbishop of Manfredonia, and Padre Pio. So up until this point, there had been quite a persecution going on against Padre Pio, a prohibition of Padre Pio. And we can see how evil had been working, how the sons of darkness were so astute, so much more astute than the sons of light. Kind of like McCarrick investigating McCarrick, that sort of thing. But now, it was God's time and a change was coming about. Now, let us go back to biblical times, the beginning of the Bible, the story of Adam and Eve, when they were expelled from paradise because of the original sin. And this is from Genesis 3. And then we are told that by the sweat of your brow, you shall eat bread. So we have to now work and toil in order to survive. This seems almost like a spiritual principle. So work is just something we have to do. We are in exile and our rest only comes later in heaven, in the next life. And Padre Pio used to say that earth is our journey and not our destination. So then surely, if it's so important work for us, then God must also understand that we need to work, how important it is. At the same time, we know that times are tough, so we really do need all the advantages we can get in order to find the best employment that we can. Let's take a look now at how Padre Pio helped someone in a similar situation to this. And this fellow, Attesta Carlo Collalillo, tells us his story that on the 1st of August 1946, he says, I received my long-awaited license to practice. So up until this point, he's been studying to become a veterinary surgeon, I guess, in Italy. And Collo was now qualified. I had been the intern or the student of a veterinary doctor and was now impatient to finish up there and to return home to my elderly parents and, of course, my wife and daughter, young family. They all awaited me there. After the initial joy when he arrived back, he began to become concerned and to have some anxiety about how he would integrate into the working world now that his studies had been completed. I'm sure we all remember that, our first job, the apprehension we had there, the interviews, the applications, all of that wasn't very pleasant, I'm sure, at the time. And now he's facing this. I did not want to be a burden on my parents because now it was not only me, but also there would be the weight, the additional responsibilities of my young family. He's facing this situation. He needs work, needs to be able to look after his family, to not be a burden on his parents. I spoke to my parents about this, his anguish and concerns, because they were obviously not young at that stage. They were not flush with money. And also, one day I opened my heart to my sister Alfonsina. And it turns out that she was about to go to San Giovanni Rotondo, intending to make her confession to Padre Pio. And so she promised to speak to Padre Pio about my work problem, and also to ask him for his special prayers and intercession. And that is exactly what she did during her conversation with the Holy Father, Padre Pio. So, of course, if we're going to confession with a trusted priest, sometimes they're very good advisors. They're trained perhaps in counseling, or perhaps they know someone. And also, in our job, we don't want to end up being morally compromised. So it's a good idea to ask some advice from a trusted priest. Because what does it help to gain the whole world and to lose our soul? So now we've got this question. How does one even choose one's work, one's vocation in life? Well, the best, of course, is if it's something one is passionate about. If one can match that up, one's passions with who one is. If one can match work to that, but of course that needs discernment. And then it helps to know someone like Padre Pio, who has these special connections. It is a big step, and it is best if God is with us in this. Well, Padre Pio listened to her story, Alfonsina's story, and then reassured her by telling her that the problem had already been taken care of. Sounds pretty nice, but she did not fully understand what the saint was actually saying to her. And she actually thought that he was merely trying to console her. So she continued to press her request to Padre Pio for intercession and assistance. She needed him to understand how urgent the situation was. At this, Padre Pio told her, "Do you understand or do you not? Your brother already has work and a job." But his brother just arrived back. How can he possibly have work? However, at Padre Pio's insistence, my sister, she kept quiet after that, though she still did not really comprehend what he was saying. How can this problem possibly be so easily solved? Of course, Padre Pio looks from the spiritual dimension, kind of through the eyes of God. For us, it's a physical gaze we have, so he has a different view of things. When Alfonsina arrived home, she told me about the conversation with Padre Pio that she had had, and that the problem was already solved. And that the Holy Friar assures me I do not need to worry about the future. Of course, Padre Pio, one of his phrases, his favorite sayings was, "Pray, hope, and don't worry," because worry is, in fact, useless. Prayer is good, hope is good, but worry doesn't help the situation necessarily. You can only imagine the look on Alfonsina's face the following morning when she learned that I had just received a call for a permanent position as a veterinarian. It was the ideal job and would replace my temporary arrangements to the north. So Carlo had put his job necessities to God through Padre Pio. And to me it seems likely that because of Padre Pio's powerful intercession, the prayers had been heard, he had been answered immediately. Now surely we've got to admit that that looks very much like some sort of a miracle has happened. A job request being instantaneously fulfilled, answered. And further to that, how did Padre Pio possibly know this? So at the moment, we all know that because of Corona, there is so much uncertainty. It's taken its toll on the economy, on the work environment. So if you know someone who needs employment or work, then do put your request to Padre Pio. Or even if their work is not well suited, put that request to Padre Pio. Bring it to Padre Pio's attention. And also remind him of this incident, of how he helped Carlo, if he can just do another favor as well. Please, at the same time, keep us in your prayers. And a good way to bring these intentions to Padre Pio will be to enroll them on our website. Just go to our website, and that will be for the Mass prayer intentions for next Friday's Mass, dedicated to Padre Pio. Just go to our website or click the link in the video description below, or the other alternative, of course, is watch the video at the end on how to enroll your Mass prayer intentions.